It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A 10% unemployment rate means a lot of people who never dreamed they would be out of work are job hunting. And in New Jersey, the Attorney General's office is recruiting dozens of jobless lawyers to do the state's legal work as volunteers. Eugene Son reports.
Even before the recession hit, the state of New Jersey's finances were in such bad shape that Attorney General Ann Milgram wasn't allowed to hire new lawyers when someone left.
We're down about 150 lawyers right now from where we started in the Division of Law. We started at 612. We're now at about 471.
With the hiring freeze expected to last indefinitely and lots of lawyers looking for work, Milgram dreamed up the volunteer program. More than 100 people applied and more than 60 have been placed. They do research, take depositions, and sometimes appear in court, but usually as the second chair attorney. Milgram says in the debt recovery unit, a volunteer is making the state money.
We've got three lawyers there full-time. We bring in $20 million a year for the state. Having folks do volunteer work for there will just add to our ability to bring in more money for the state.
As for the volunteers, they have to commit at least 20 hours a week for 3 months. Bob Willoughby drives 2 hours each way to volunteer while still working full-time as a chicken commodities trader. Oh, and he has an 8-month-old at home. He gets lots of the chicken work done while commuting and says the juggling is worth it.
There's not much sleep going on and an extra 4 hours on the road make it a little tough. But from the experience side of it, I think I'll definitely be here past 3 months.
Willoughby is typical of the volunteers. Most have not landed that first permanent legal job after passing the bar. For Caroline Keith, taking the volunteer job meant moving back in with her parents while her husband finishes a job in Michigan. Keith says she hasn't had any luck job hunting in New Jersey yet. She hopes to practice environmental law. For ethical reasons, her boss at the Attorney General's office doesn't give her cases where she'll be up against the firms she's applying to for jobs.
We're always keeping an eye on that kind of issue and making sure that it won't limit me too much in my future job search.
Concerns over conflicts of interest meant it took longer to vet volunteers to work in the criminal division of the Attorney General's office. The most sensitive areas, such as the corruption unit, won't be taking volunteers, but most others will. Ray Solomon, dean of the Rutgers Law School in Camden, says he's not surprised there's been so much interest in the volunteer program. In other recessions, the public sector has been a bit of a safe haven when private firms weren't hiring. Solomon says that's not the case anymore.
We had a number of students who graduated who had been hired to go over to the Philadelphia DA's office, and those jobs were just eliminated.
And since law school enrollments are up during the recession, Solomon says there will be plenty of newly minted lawyers looking to volunteer for at least a few years. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son.